Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When I was a young pastor, I encountered suicide for the first time. A local mortuary called and asked if someone could conduct a memorial service. It was a large church that I was involved in, and the family seemed to want a kind of generic, not very specific kind of funeral, something which I did not know when I first got the call. The suicide had involved the life of a young woman in her middle 20s who had married a handsome young man from a very good family. Since there was money in the family and they were both young and in love, I found her suicide a bit of a puzzle. Assuming that her death had been the result of some kind of emotional or physical illness that I didn't understand, I asked, "How long has your wife been ill?" The husband said, "Oh, she wasn't sick at all." He replied rather coldly, adding, "She knew exactly what she was doing." He explained that they had fallen in love with each other when they were in college, but socially their families were far apart. She was from a rather poor family, and he from a very wealthy one. "My folks didn't want me to marry her," he said, "but I did anyway. They never accepted her." Then, with a sigh of resignation, he quietly added, "It was just more than she could live with." I began to learn very quickly what they never taught me in seminary, that suicide is a decision, a choice which people make regardless of the consequences, regardless of its rightness or wrongness. Are there situations so desperate that people simply cannot live with them any longer? Illness, rejection, pain, depression, many believe so. They are the sad statistics, people who have given up on life. Sir Harry Lauder could have been one of them. You see, he was a British comedian, but when his son was killed in World War I, he was driven into deep depression. Writing of what he went through, he said, "As I faced that crisis, I saw before me three avenues of escape from the awfulness of the tragedy. First, there was drink. I could drown my sorrow in alcoholic semi-consciousness. Then there was suicide. I could seek the oblivion of the grave. And there was God. I could seek the comfort of the eternal. And I sought God and found him." Suicide is like saying, "God, my problem is bigger than you. Therefore, I have despaired of my life ever being different." What many today do not know is that, like Sir Harry Lauder, you can find a refuge in this eternal, loving God of the Bible, and he can change your despair and depression. As so many have done, you can find him when you search for him with all your heart. And when you find God, you will find a reason for living and a purpose for existing. The very purpose for which God made you is lost when you despair of life. Jesus said so simply, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." If you right now feel the despair of depression or the pain of life, give someone an opportunity to tell you how your life can be different. Pick up your phone and call a pastor and tell that person exactly how you feel. Let those troubled feelings flow from your heart. Life is a series of choices. Choose wisely. Choose life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.